Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Damien Hancock, CEO of SpectrumX. Welcome, Damien. How's things?
Yeah, very good, guys. Thank you very much for having me.
No problem. So I believe SpectrumX is obviously not currently listed on any exchange, but is due to in the near future as it gears up for the IPO. I believe that the company was founded on the back of a very personal journey, which you went through. Do you want to tell the listeners about the story behind SpectrumX?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I mean, I was introduced to the CEO of our partner company, Spectrum Antimicrobials, in the US, the beginning of 2020. I was at that time, like everyone else, in the middle of lockdown, I had plenty of time on my hands, and I started to spend a lot of time researching the underlying technology in hypochlorous acid, which Hoji, the CEO, has been working with for a very, very long time. As you say, there is a very personal element to this for me. Unfortunately, my father passed away from a bacterial infection called necrotizing fasciitis, also known as flesh-eating bacteria. It was a horrible process, tough to watch that happen. And in the course of my discussions with Hoji, we were discussing about the underlying power of the chemical and the chemistry which they have, which is essentially the ability to deactivate and destroy all pathogens, but viruses, bacteria, funguses, etc., including antimicrobial resistance bacteria, which includes necrotizing fasciitis. So that was what originally sort of piqued my interest. And then I spent a good deal of time, probably 6 weeks or so, trying to find as much as I could about hypochlorous acid, and then understand the differentiation between the generic product, which has been known of and has been around for a very long time, and this unique chemistry, which Hoji had managed to formulate after 30 years of experience of working with the molecule. So that was really the inception point. And we then formed SpectrumX in July of 2020.
So really, this is a kind of a company focused on pharmaceutical products with the, as you mentioned, the HOCl formulations. And then there's also the consumer products, where you've got the global hand sanitizer market, which is surrounding supplying the NHS and other major healthcare services with this SpectrumX.
Correct. Yeah. So our markets are our UK and Europe's currently. As you say, the unique thing about HOCl is its versatility. We are very much focused on a drug development program, but we've also got consumer and B2B products for near term revenues. We've got our consumer product, which is a hand sanitizer and a cosmetics line, which we market under the SpectraSkin brand, which originally was started as a collaboration with the Huck Group. Power of the molecule means that we can use it in other healthcare settings. So yeah, we have a hand sanitizer that's approved by the NHS, and very shortly we're launching a body wash product. We recently created some data against another really nasty bacteria called C. difficile. I'm not sure if your listeners will know about that. It's essentially what, one of the main causes of diarrhea. It's a big problem, especially in care homes. And it's now the number one cause of hospital-acquired infections. So it's a real problem in the healthcare sector in general, particularly care homes and hospitals. But it's a problem that we can help address, immediately. So we'll be bringing that product to market starting in September.
Sure, yeah. And then the other thing is do you want to just sort of explain the differences here? I mean, things like the hand sanitizer, there's obviously the alcohol. Normally there's a high percentage, is it like 70% plus is alcohol, which can cause problems with skin, etc. So do you want to just go through the fact that this hypochlorous acid is the substance that's actually believed produced by our white blood cells? So it's kind of a very natural substance. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, more or less, hypochlorous acid is the reason that mankind's still alive. As you say, it's released in our bio white blood cells to kill pathogens within the body. Without it, any infection within the body would cause significant problems and potential death. So, yeah, obviously, the hand sanitizer market is currently based on very historic technology, which, as you say, is alcohol. Obviously, there are a lot of problems having it around vulnerable groups of in society. So, at the moment, children are forced to be around alcohol because there are no other efficacious solutions, or there haven't been until we brought SpectrumX to the market. During the pandemic, obviously, healthcare workers started to use more and more and more sanitizer to try and stop the spread of infection. And unfortunately, alcohol has a pretty nasty effect on your skin. I'm not sure if you've ever tried using it for, you know, for a number of days in a row, but it causes redness, you know, it can cause psoriasis, eczema, things like that. So as you say, HOCl is a naturally occurring substance, so it doesn't have that effect. In fact, you know, if anything, it heals rather than damages the dermal layer of the skin. So we are educating the market, and you know, apart from anything else, from a skincare point of view, the alcohol fails in certain circumstances, particularly as I just mentioned against C. difficile. So at the moment, they're using alcohol and leaving a significant portion of potentially dangerous bacteria behind, because alcohol shows no activity against bacterial spores, of which C. difficile is one of them.
So this ultimately is a huge game changer, especially in medical situations, because up until now, obviously, there's been huge risk of all of these things. So how do you see that you as a company, and I'm assuming that there are patents for this, and you're going to be the only ones able to do this for a period of time. So if this is the case, how are you going to be able to cope with the demand of all of this? Because it's going to become an essential, no? It's going to become like water.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, so as you rightly say, yeah, so we have the only patent protectable formulation of HOCl in the world. HOCl is a naturally occurring substance. So in the same way that you can't patent water, you can't patent generic HOCl. So the clever bit of chemistry, if you like, from our partners in the US has been to stabilize the molecule with additional chemistry, which means essentially we have HOCl plus. So with the additional additives, it becomes a unique chemistry formulation and therefore patentable. So that's absolutely key. And then the other thing which we, you know, from the outset, we were very keen to do is to make sure that we had the capability to meet demand and be able to scale up. So we've built out a 16,000 square foot facility in the northwest of England. We're already operational. We're producing cosmetic and biocide product there. We've just recently released our first batch of drug substance, which is going to be going into our human trials, which are starting in Q1 next year. So we have the capability to supply the UK and European market from our site in Knutsford, which is absolutely critical. It's also very key to the supply chain management for the NHS. You know that they are very keen to having British based suppliers who can meet demand as and when it ramps up.
Yeah, and I'm assuming, and again, I don't like to assume, but you can tell us better, that this stuff isn't massively expensive to produce either, because it's naturally occurring, and okay, you've got to add a few additives to it, but massively expensive.
No, I mean, I'll put this in, the key part of our manufacturing process is the purification of water. The product is 99% water. So again, that's, you know, one of the other reasons it's very well tolerated by the body. The clever part, if you like, is the chemistry. And then the second sort of clever and time consuming part was designing a manufacturing plant which was capable of being scaled up to commercial volumes. Our US partners are very much an R&D facility. So whilst we've licensed the IP from them, they're only set up for small scale batch production. So that was a challenge for us. So we've now designed and put a patent in on our actual manufacturing system as well. So we've got an extremely complex manufacturing process. But in essence, yeah, the cost base for the manufacturing process is relatively low.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you put it near Manchester, obviously, because it never stops bloody raining there.
Exactly, yeah.
Get the water, the drains into the bottom.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So
if you put this
on the roof, it should be fine.
If you put these stuff in fancy bottles, then there's a good chance that the bottle might cost more than the product inside.
Oh, 1,000,000%. Yeah, I mean, I could say that this is one of our cosmetic products, which we're launching in September. But yes, okay. the majority of the cost of that product, as you say, is the bottle itself.
Should we move on and talk a little bit about the nebulizer trials, and just give the listeners a bit of background into, you know, how significant this is as well as a game changer?
Yeah, of course. So again, the unique mode of action of HOCl means that, you know, we believe it will be effective against all pathogens, bacteria, viruses, etc. So we are planning what's called a human challenge trial which is going to start in Q1 next year, initially against influenza. So obviously a lot of focus has been recently on COVID, rightly so. But, you know, influenza is still a significant problem for healthcare industry, specifically because what happens is most people's immune systems are damaged and lowered by getting a viral infection, i.e. flu. And it's then the secondary infections, bacterial infections, pneumonia, things like that, which often, unfortunately, cause death. So, yeah, we're very excited that we've now kicked off, produced our first batch of drug substance, which is essentially firing the starting pistol for the clinical trials. And we're looking forward to getting some positive results early next year, which will then in turn, that will be the value creation moment, if you like, for our investors, which will also then trigger our IPO.
So basically, am I right in thinking that if this obviously is passed and it's all approved and you know you get the validation, that if your child, say, came home from school with a sore throat or runny nose or something like that, you could use a nebulizer and actually that potentially could stop the infection in its tracks and stop it from becoming into a full-blown cold or flu or something like this?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously that's some way down the path yet, but that's where we want to end up. So the product, we believe, can be used as a preventative and as a treatment. So as you say, you know, if your kid comes home from school, he's got a runny nose, it looks like he's starting to get a cold. At that point in time, we would suggest that everyone in the house should be nebulizing. So the child, to prevent the infection actually taking hold and making the kid sick, but also everyone else in the household could be using a nebulizer as a preventative to stop the infection spreading throughout the household. Obviously, that long term, the possibilities for that are enormous in terms of the health economics argument, you know, the number of sick days, and the possibilities are almost endless.
From the point of view of Spectrum X as a company, at the minute, basically it exists. We've had pre-IPO rounds, I presume. So the company is currently valued, from what you've said, about 56, 57, 58 million pounds. And, you know, for the potential, how do you see that is going to be created, if you like, in the future?
Yeah, so as you say, yeah, we've raised circa 10 million pre-IPO. Obviously, currently markets are not functioning correctly and are not favourable conditions. So what we've done is we've locked all of our current investors pre-IPO round. The investors will be locked in at the 58 million pre-money valuation, and then the value inflection point, the uptake is obviously going to be the what we believe will be positive human trial data. At which point we're going to look to come to market significantly higher, sort of 200 million plus, on the basis that the data comes the way we think it will. I mean, what's quite interesting for us is this is not a traditional sort of high risk drug trial, because during the pandemic there was an academic study conducted in Mexico using generic HSCL. So obviously not as stable as our formula and not specifically designed for inhalation, but that was done by a professor in Mexico with the expectation that it would help stop the spread of a viral infection, i.e. COVID. That trial showed 96% reduction in risk of death and 85% reduction in risk of hospitalization. So the underlying active ingredient of our product is still hypochlorous acid. That was an academic trial with a generic product with no prospect of commerciality. So we believe that there is significant reason for positive data to be produced.
Okay, great. So is the man on the street going to have a chance to get into this IPO or not?
Absolutely, yeah. We've delayed our IPO to protect our investors and to de-risk the listing for our existing investors. So the money that we were going to raise at IPO, which was circa 5-6 million, we're going to continue to raise privately and then come to market. As I said, the trigger for the IPO will be the data from the trial next year.
Okay, that's great. So you're going to give us an opportunity to watch this space and talk with some of the guys who can help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give some more information on that.
Exactly. If you'll have me back, I'm very happy to bring some of the other team along to join in the conversation and give your listeners some more information.
Okay, great. We look forward to that, both from the financial perspective and also in more detail. Who is the person that does the medical part of the company?
Yeah, so with no formal medical background myself, one of the key parts and one of the key things of my job as CEO is to bring in a strong, robust, experienced team. And I think the team which we've assembled now is really, really top level. Our head of medicines is Dr. Donna Lockhart. So she was previously medical director at Pfizer. She was also at Reckitt Benckiser for a long time. She's got 30 years of experience in working with medicines. So she is the project lead for that. And we've got, a huge support team behind us for that project. We're partnered with Boots Contract Manufacturers, who are the largest generic drug manufacturer in the UK. So there's a differentiation between what we produce, which is drug substance. They actually produce the drug product for us, which is what will be going into humans in the trials. But obviously they are vastly experienced in what they do. So we really have tried to surround ourselves with the cream to be able to push this project forward as quickly as possible.
Okay, so hopefully we can get to speak to Dr. Donna as well, and
absolutely,
we'll see where this story all goes. But yeah, it sounds exciting. It sounds like you can sell water with a bit added for a huge amount of money, which sounds amazing. Yes. And
a lot,
medically,
a lot of hard work goes on in the background. But I mean, yes, yeah. If you want to boil it down to basics, yes.
And medically, this is could be a real game changer, because the hospitals are sweating about these things. They cannot do anything about
it. Correct. So, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, antimicrobial resistance is the silent pandemic which is coming. And so, the more that we can do to be able to assist and, provide products which ultimately help people, and prevent infection, then, whilst also being commercially successful, it's very nice to be involved in the business doing some good in the world.
Yeah, great.
Damien Hancock, CEO of Spectrum-X, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me, chaps.
Thanks, Damien.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.